Praise the Lord. We're going to be reading today. This is Brother Amen Dave Moran, and we're going to be reading out of the book of Isaiah, King James Bible, chapter 35. I'll begin at the first verse. It says, "The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say unto them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. The eyes of the blind shall be opened. The ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. And in the habitation of dragons, where each lay, shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away." Praise the Lord. That's the end of chapter 35 of Isaiah. And we're talking about a way of holiness here, the way called the way of holiness. We can find this way of holiness all throughout the Bible, all throughout the Old Testament into the New Testament. And there are other roads that were made too. Other roads made by man. This one was not made by man. The way of holiness was made by God. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He is that way. He is the way of holiness. He speaks of a straight and a narrow way that leads to life, and the broad road leads to destruction. But He is the way that leads to life. His way is the way of holiness. And it says, "No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there." You know, He's made this way many years ago. And we talk about Paul and his preaching quite a bit, and he traveled on what was called the Appian Way. There was the in Latin they call it the Via Appia, and the first and most famous ancient Roman road running from Rome to Campania in southern Italy. The Appian Way was begun in 312 BC by not a Caesar, it says a censor, Appius Claudius Secus. Don't ask me how to pronounce it better than that. At first it ran for only 132 miles from Rome southeastward to ancient Capua in Campania. But by about 244 BC, it had been extended another 230 miles, 370 kilometers southeastward to reach the port of Brundusium or Brindisi, situated on the heel of Italy and lying along the Adriatic Sea. So they would use that Appian Way for the conquest of all the other areas. They would go that way to go to the Adriatic Sea, which would lead on to India and the other parts of the East. Rome would go that way on the Mediterranean. It would lead out that way, and you would go to Israel, say, and all those places. Normally, you would go and come and go on the heel of Italy. Now Paul in the book of Acts, he came in the other way. He landed in a place called Puteoli, P-U-T-E-O-L-I, Petulii. I'm probably butchering that pronunciation as well, but he landed there in the book of Acts 28:13, the very last chapter of Acts. You find where he landed there in Petulii, and he was met by some of the brethren. He was a prisoner of Rome, and he moved from there up to Appii Forum, which is maybe 75 miles, well, maybe less than 75, something like 60 miles or so from Rome, Appii Forum. Some of the brethren met him on the road. You can read that in Acts 28:13, where he lands in Petulii, or Petuli, maybe, and then he goes up and he finds brethren. They find out he's there, and they go and meet him, and some of them follow with him all the way to Appii Forum, which is a little way, 60 so miles out of Rome. And then he rejoices to see the three taverns, which are 33 miles from Rome, all on this Appian Way, on this Appian Highway, ancient road. It was made of large stones. They say it was, it's still, part of it is still there today, but it was 14 feet wide. It would be wide enough for two carts, one coming one way, the other coming the other way, to pass each other on the road, and they could stay on the road. And that's how wide it was, only 14 or so feet, maybe a little more or less. And it was paved with great big stones. It was the 14-foot wide stones laid end to end, and then on top was some volcanic rock. And it was a very, very hard surface, very well made. They used limestone mortar. They used lime for mortar to hold the rocks together. It was very well made. And when Paul was on the road, it was already some 300 years old. It was made, like we read here above. Let's see. Yes, 312 B.C. They say BCE, but the Appian Way was begun in 312, so the road was nearly 300 years old when Paul walked on it, and it was well maintained by the Romans, of course, and it was extended in 244 BC, and here we're talking some years AD that Paul was walking on this road, and he was going to Rome, where the last chapter of Acts says he lived for 2-3 years in his own rented house, and he had the brethren come and go, and he had just a Roman soldier that was with him, but he was in chains. And so this is the Appian Way. It was a well-made road. They say that there's about 40 miles of the road still left today, leading out of Rome. It's been well maintained, or they try to maintain it anyway. And you can get on the Appian Way. It's a very straight road out of Rome for some first maybe 75 miles or so, but there's only 40 of that left, they say, in any good shape. And they say even along that you have to get off once in a while. Some people have tried to ride a bicycle, and you'll find places where people had to get off the road. The road is so rough that you can't go over it on a bicycle, and it's kind of treacherous, so they made a dirt path around those parts. But they say it's quite a thrilling ride to try to go along that road. It's not very good. And of course, in the United States, we've got Route 66. We always talk about Route 66. It was the first numbered highway, paved road all the way from Chicago to Los Angeles. It was it became Route 66 in 1926. I believe the signs were put up on the road the next year, and it went from 1926 all the way to 1985. It was replaced by five different interstates or sections of the road. It's a small road. The other interstate highways are much bigger. It's a more of a super highway, which you'd call, and it replaces the old Route 66. And you can look that up It's easy to look up on the internet how to follow the old Route 66. And when they put in the interstate highways, they put a lot of these small mom and pop stores and gas stations and motels that put them out of business because people no longer went through on Route 66. And that is not, it's not a 300-year-old road. It's only 1926, and today is 2023. So it's it's 100 years old or so. You might say nearly 100. Certainly 2026 would be the 100th anniversary of it. But Route 66, there are pieces of it that you can get on, and they have the tourist attractions there. But Route 66, you can't really stay on that road. You know, today you can't go from Chicago to L.A. on Route 66 anymore. You've got to get off on these new roads. They've been replaced. But now getting back to that way of holiness, praise God, you know, the way that the Lord made, he established this, his way of holiness. He came here, he lived a holy life, he preached for 3 years, he went about doing good and taught his disciples what was right. First they had John the Baptist come in, and he turned the heart of the children to the fathers and the heart of the fathers to the children. It says in Malachi, lest the Lord would smite the earth with a curse. But he had this way called holiness, and through redemption. It said the redeemed of the Lord would walk there. Wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. It shall be, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads, and they shall obtain joy and gladness. They're not going to make their own joy and gladness, but they will obtain it from the Lord. You know, it's going to be something we get. You know, praise God. And if you're saved today, if you're born again, you know what I'm talking about. They'll obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. One day, it's going to be so that sighing and fleeing, God will wipe away all tears. And this way of holiness was purchased by the blood of our Lord Jesus when he shed his blood on the cross. From the cross, one of the things he said is, "It is finished." He meant salvation for us. He meant that the way of salvation was done. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And from the cross, he said, "It is finished." And that road to heaven was all prepared. That way of holiness, that way that leads from here to eternal salvation, it was all prepared, and that has been done for now 2,000 years, and that way is still good today. You can get on that road today. You have to call upon the name of the Lord. He said, "He that calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." He said, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, he said, you'll believe with your heart unto holiness. You'll believe unto righteousness, and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you will be saved. You know, it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful walk. We can know what they're talking about here in Isaiah, the book of Isaiah. It said, "The lame man shall leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out." Jesus said, the water that he's going to give us shall be in us a well of water springing up into eternal life. And if you've ever been born again, you know what he's talking about. It's just something inside of you. It's salvation like no other thing available on earth. It's just so great. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to sing a song right now. It's one of my favorites. It's called, "Who at My Door Is Standing." Who at my door is standing, patiently drawing near, entrance within demanding. Whose is this voice I hear? Sweetly the tones are falling. Open the door for me, if thou wilt heed my calling, I will abide with thee. Lonely without he's staying, lonely within am I, while I am still delaying. Will he not pass me by? Sweetly the tones are falling. Open the door for me, if thou wilt heed my calling, I will abide with thee. All through the dark hours dreary, knocking again is he. Jesus, art thou not weary, waiting so long for me? Sweetly the tones are falling, open the door for me, if thou wilt heed my calling, I will abide with thee. Door of my heart, I hasten, thee will I open wide. Though he rebuke and chasten, he shall with me abide. Sweetly the tones are falling, open the door for me, if thou wilt heed my calling, I will abide with thee. If thou wilt heed my calling, I will abide with thee. Amen. Glory to God. And if you ever get on this road, I recommend it highly. I recommend just go to the Lord Jesus. Tell him about your sins. Tell him, admit your weakness. Admit all your problems. Just pour your heart out to the Lord and read the scriptures. Read the book of John. Read the Bible and see where we have gone wrong, where we have sinned. Look at the Ten Commandments. Look at the book of Romans and all the books of the Bible. Just go through and see where we have done wrong and where we have done evil. We're living in an evil time. We're living in a wicked time. But we need to come to Him. We need to come to Him and be the ransom of the Lord. It said that the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. You need joy. You need that joy. And they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. And that road has lasted down through the years. It has never been washed out. It's never been torn up by a earthquake like these other roads we've talked about, the Appian Way and Route 66. I'm sure there were times when the road was washed out. We've had sinkholes that'll tear up a road. Major highways have been torn up in earthquakes and all sorts of things. We've had fires where the asphalt will catch fire on a road and burn the road. But this road of holiness, that road that Jesus said, it is finished. It's never been damaged. It's never been out of service. People of all ages from then, and when Paul went to preach to Rome, and he preached all over Greece and all the through Israel and all over where he went and ministered in Asia, whatever. The road is still the same. The road is still good. The road was never damaged. The road was never destroyed. It may be a straight and a narrow path, but it's good today. It's still good today. I know because I'm walking on it. I'm walking on that road, and I've never had a problem. The Roman roads are gone. The Route 66 is a memory. It's only lived 100 years, if that. The Roman roads may be 2,000 years old. Pieces of it are still there, maybe more of that than Route 66. I suppose that may be not true. Route 66 was a lot longer. This Appian Way, I forget if I mentioned how long it ever got to be, another 230 miles from the first 132 miles. So that would be fast math here. Let's see, 362 miles of this Appian Way, 362 miles from Rome all the way to the heel of Italy. But that road is not in good shape today. It's not in good shape, but this road of holiness has never failed. The ransom of the Lord still follow that road. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. You know, if you stay on that road, the devil won't hurt you. It says the devil is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, but he can't get on that holiness road. He can't get on the highway of holiness. You can rebuke him in the name of the Lord. He's got to leave. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. You know, sometimes we seem like we're foolish. Sometimes it seems like preachers are kind of foolish and strange, whatever else people may say about us. But we are wayfaring men. We're looking for another place, not just men, but women too. It's talking generically about men there. But we're looking for another country. We're just wayfaring. We're just passing through. We're only pilgrims on this road. And it's a way called holiness. It's been holy all along. It's always been holy. It's been straight. That was one thing about the Appian Way. The first 100 miles or so, maybe 75 miles, looking at the little map I've got, but it was perfectly straight from Rome. It was a beeline from Rome. They liked to make the road straight. It meant there would be less road there. There would be less work rather than going zigzagging all over the place and wasting rock and wasting work. And they made a straight line, and the fastest, just the closest distance between two points is that straight line. So that's what they tried to make. But the way of holiness is a straight and a narrow path as well, 14 feet wide. They say that was how wide the Appian Way was. How wide is the way of holiness? I recommend you walk down the middle of it. You know, just stay on the road. Don't turn to the left or to the right. Stay on that road. Follow the disciples. Paul says, whatsoever you have heard and seen and read about him, you know, that do, he says, and the God of peace shall be with you. You know, that's a wonderful thing. We can walk on this road. We can be saved. I was saved back in 1977. I remember praying, and I confessed all my sin, like I was talking about. I confessed everything that, and the Holy Ghost helped me. He brought up everything that I should confess. You know, he said, what about this, and what about that? And I said, yes, I'm guilty. I'm guilty of that, too. And I'm guilty of that, too. And I confessed everything, and it took me several hours to pray. But anyway, I got to the end of my prayer, and he could bring no more things up for me to confess. And he said, do you want me to come into your heart? And I remember I said, yes, yes, yes. And I've been on that way of holiness ever since 1977, April the 7th. It's been a great road. It's been a good road. It's in good shape. And you can stay on that road. And there's no holes. There's no washed out places. No stony ground. You may have some troubles in life, but you stay on that holiness way, and you'll find the way. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Praise God. We have to get in on this right road. We have to follow The road of holiness started in the Bible and ended when Jesus gave his life on the cross, and that actually was the construction. The road was finished, but now we can walk thereon, and there's a way, and it was open to the Jews only at first, but the Lord opened it up to us Gentiles, you know, that we can walk that same way, and we all get to the same place in heaven. We follow that road, you know, follow that road. That's what we do, the way called holiness. Amen.